out. Walker, give him frostbite. You were quite awkward when off mic, so do me a favor and keep the same energy like a Mega Man boss fight. Say it's on site while you off site. Stood in line for some off whites. Now you gotta lie to your boss like you was really sick in bed all night. I cry like tomorrow will never come. Tell him my work here is never done. Passport is valid, but now it's like Kata, so inked up, I might need another one. Wet like Kobe in the clutch. My team is Cody in the Bucks. We the elite, no easy defeat. While you and your homies are runner-ups. Top five and I'm not five. Focus in is big and Pac died. I shine cause it's my time, and I don't want it if it's not mine. Who got more anthems than me? The apple ain't far from my family tree. I used to pass up the papers, and now these papers get handed to me. What? The stuff I usually would do for free right now, they pay you due to feed it, dude. 2 or 3 ago, it wasn't feasible. I'm sorry.
Talk that
but
you shit, man.
I've been running things with relative ease. The future with Zach, Rocky, Deli, Tori, Felix, Markel, Sincerely, and V.
They won't get me first when we stuck in the middle. My nigga is curious. I hope this offend you. Lost many niggas, won't get none of them back. Screaming for cancer, cause it just took trap. I'm about to black. She on that wine like a brat. A bottle of Don in a strap. Just go futuristic. Y'all point out our differences, but I ain't never had problems with Zach. I get Poonai. I'm on that. I don't have problems when a brother black. I don't have problems when a brother living. Just stay in your lane, don't never get the drift. And they know that I'm about it. I dwell in the sky when it's clouded. All of Ali, I'm the soul of Muhammad. Abu Dhabi, I'll be covered in diamonds. I'm speaking on shit so my brothers ain't silenced. I'm tweaking on you, try to fuck up this goddess. We wildin' on your mama, say that I'm childish.
Okay, all right, that's all I get. That's all y'all get. All
right, all so right. I'm not gonna lie. I was hoping that you smoked them, but his verse was, his verse was dope too.
He kind of killed it though.
I like the little.
I wanted to make
top
sure
top five, and I'm not five. I like that line. Right
yeah. No. So yo,
you know
man.
What? I'm gonna say this much. I'm glad
I ain't getting no shout out in that.
I'm
track,
glad man. That this track came from that whole little Facebook shit.
How about that?
That y'all linked up, you know? And did a record.
That's why
of
I was
beat.
Like, let's make some music.
I was ready to fight.
Yo, a lot of people was.
That's my man's, yo.
So for those who didn't know, or most people outside of Phoenix won't have any idea what we're talking about. But so yeah, that's this new song that I'm working on with Vita Rula, dope artist out here, down with Kid Ink's alumni,
Gun Rue,
and
Grand Rapids.
Man, good dude. And so yeah, man, he kind of like people start tagging me in his post because he was like, yo, people saying I ain't better than Megaran. What? And then I was like,
yeah, I was in there like, whoop whoop.
Let's get in the lab, homie.
I had to tell him to be a little humble. I'm like, you may not know Rand's resume.
He's like, man, he do this video game stuff, you know. So he then told me like, yo, I ain't never really heard nothing from you, so you know, let's get it.
That's the thing about you that I think is really dope, because you have fans that know you for the video game, the chiptune stuff, that might not be as familiar with the stuff when you were on some real MC
like
hip hop
rapping.
You
do I did
both.
A lot of rappity
you
rap.
You do both very well.
Thank you, man. I did a lot of rappity rap coming up.
You did.
I only switched lanes because I wanted to do something different, you know? So
let's keep it. I mean, you're making a successful living doing what you're doing, so.
Well,
you know?
I guess something's going right, but yeah, thank you. So, you know, just I've been trying new things. I came up in battle rap, like that was the thing that I came up.
That was my thing, because I was like, the way he was initially talking, I'm like, you don't know that Rand like really raps, like I do.
A lot of people don't know that, but I keep that secret.
Shout out to battle rappers, because that's how I started.
And shout out to V, man. V is fucking dope.
V can rap. Like another thing, I hadn't really heard him
rapping in
school. I just was like, let me hear him, and then I heard him. I was like, yo, he can rap.
He was one of the few. Locals that got rotation on Rhyme and Reason when the show was on the air.
That's what's up.
He was one of the few. And I listened to him because Matt was like, yo, check out V. And I was like, really? And then I was like, oh, this man, he raps.
He can rap.
Like he does stuff I don't like, the, you know, trappy, the style of music, but he can rap.
But he can rap.
Yeah.
Shout out to V.
Yeah,
so
I'm hyped for that record.
We're going to get that mixed and, you know, do some finishing touches on it. I think G1 is going to jump in the lab and make that thing sound nice. So let's talk kayfabe, as we always tend to do on this show. Rock asked the question before we started running, is kayfabe dead? It must be dead because kayfabe has a new member.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. So The Undertaker is on it in social media.
Yep.
I went to his post. He's on Instagram. He's not putting WWE in any of his particular posts.
I could have swore that he's been on social media before then.
He has.
Because I could have swore when he was going through like the knee surgeries
and
stuff like that, I was seeing videos of him.
Yeah, no, he was. And
Yeah, I don't know where he was finding that stuff. Maybe he wasn't posting it, but maybe he was.
Maybe he had a secret one, or maybe he...
Or his wife ran it for
or
him.
Maybe he made a new one and deleted all the old posts or something.
But he took everything...
Because I remember seeing him on, like, that
stuff like this.
Machine.
That's not his official page.
But why not? It's Undertaker and it's verified.
Is it verified?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, I see. That's different then. I never seen that one.
Look at this picture. This is a picture that I'm looking at of The Rock and Undertaker.
So it just says Undertaker as his... But this is a verified page.
Yeah.
I'm about to...
That's his new account. So...
A picture of him smiling with The
Rock? Smiling with The Rock, holding the world title.
Okay, so you know what? Okay, he took a lot of the personal stuff. Like him, just everyday stuff with him and like his
wife
and his kids.
He took that stuff off. Now it's a lot of business
stuff.
It's
more so this because
he's taking bookings
now.
But it's behind the scenes stuff too.
It's all behind the scenes.
So that was stuff that he took.
Him and his wife. There's him throwing up a devil horns too sweet. They got him and him in a picture of his gun, talking about shout out to Rhino Metals for building a safe for all my toys to rest in peace in. Like, this is just, I don't know. All right, so let me stop.
That's a crazy
gun.
Let
me ask y'all. The gun is crazy.
That gun is fucking dope.
Yo, he got the strap.
You think he going shooting LeBron?
A gold gun. It says
LeBron
now
got the heat.
And then it says, now back to the dark side. Look at his gun. Like, he got the golden gun from freaking 007.
His safe says Dead Man Ink on it. Oh, man.
So, Teak, question. As a lifelong wrestling and Undertaker fan, when you see stuff like this, are you like, come on, man, I need you to stay in character, like chill? Or are you just like, whatever?
Not at all. How old is Undertaker? Like 65 or something right now?
He's up there.
Like, Undertaker can do what the fuck he wants to do right now. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm not saying that he ain't got that much time left, but I'm saying after you've been in the business for so long, you want to just enjoy.
That's true. And the memories
of you being in the business.
And that can consume you if you're just constantly being in character. They said that about Macho Man, too. Like, Macho lived in character.
I mean, that picture that you just showed me with him and The Rock, like, and The Undertaker smiling, like, that is a dope photo. And, like, that would be something that I would imagine that he would have in his house or something. Like,
right.
Like, memories to look back on. Like, oh, I remember when I fought The Rock or something. Like, let him be able to not be The Undertaker right now and just, you know, live life, ride motorcycles with his wife and shit.
He gave
and, you
us
know.
A lot of time as The Undertaker.
He did. And let's put it like this. I mean,
I get it.
It's 2019. I'm going to be 39 this year. If Undertaker would have done this in, you know, 1990 when I was 10, he would have totally destroyed and shattered the whole mystique behind The Undertaker.
Right.
I'm an adult now. So
like
I
can take it.
I understand that these characters that we grew up loving are these characters that we love on TV. They're characters.
And there's no kayfabe in this generation right now.
No, there's no kayfabe.
So
kayfabe is dead.
There's
kayfabe
no kids dead. Right now that are crying because The Undertaker has a picture smiling with The Rock on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Also, the people that these kids love, I feel like the characters that those wrestlers portray are kind of like who they are. Like, they like John Cena. Who the fuck is John Cena's character? Big Match John is John Cena. Like,
he's just the dude.
Is John Cena?
He's the dude with the hype intro song that wears the neon bright colors that kids like.
I
kids
know
are
it's
drawn
just
to that
it's
shit.
Just him on another. It's like
and he's
him
friendly.
Hyped up,
and he's friendly. You know? He's friendly.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like him. It's not like he's like up pretending to be like a soldier or something.
Right.
And kids are like, oh, respect
his
you for being in the
is
army.
Himself.
No, it's just your John Cena.
I get it. Just like they say, it's your regular gimmick turned up to 10. Like your regular life turned up to 10.
Exactly.
Like I can see like Naomi. Like kids like Naomi because she's Naomi. You know? Because you glow and you dance and stuff like that. It's not like that's probably who she is outside of wrestling. You know, bubbly personality, likes to dance.
Damn, I just realized I'm disappointed in myself. I've never made Naomi snack of the week, and Naomi is a buffet.
She's snack of the year,
Naomi is beautiful.
Hey,
I love Naomi.
How you talking about?
I know, watch out! You don't
I'll
want
Oos
popping up behind you like, hey, dog.
But it's a compliment.
Can I tell that story? Like, did I tell y'all the story about G1 getting like heat from Oos?
No, we didn't talk about that. Man,
now that he's not here, I'm gonna talk about it. So we at the restaurant. Where are we? I don't know. We're waiting for Neo to go to the bathroom. And I see Oos. It turns out it's Jey Uso, but I couldn't tell which one of them it was.
That's awkward.
Not, but I didn't talk to him. I just stayed on my side.
You saw him. Anyway, you just go up and say, "What up, Oos?"
That's really what we. That's what I would have done. But he was having a conversation with somebody else.
Yeah, man, now, that makes sense.
So here's was G1, man. I love him. But yeah, G1 is a super mark. Like, this dude, I thought I knew wrestling. Like, he knows wrestlers' real names. Oh, he knows wrestlers' hometowns. He knows wrestlers' the lineage, their but wives, saying, their families.
Though, I'm friends with rappers that I don't know their real name because the name that you introduced me to you as is the name that I know.
Exactly.
So when you're looking up that you know.
Like but let
you
me said, tell the story, names. Though. All right, so he decides, like, we're just chilling. Like, Neo comes back from the bathroom. Oos is talking. I see Alicia Fox over on the side having a conversation with somebody else, being wild and having fun. Man, I think Jay had maybe a piece of paper underneath his foot, like he's rocking some Air Force Ones, and like there's a paper on his foot.
God.
So G1, being a nice guy, goes over to like pull the paper from under his foot, like, "Yo, let me help you out, brother. Let me help you out, brother." And he pulls it, and he's like, "Oh, thanks, man." And then he turns, and he's like, Jonathan Fatu, right? Like pulls the government out on him, and
he went like an encyclopedia.
And he's like, "Bruh, do I know you or something? Like, did you go to high school with me or
did
something?"
Did he feel like G1 was about to serve him the papers?
Pretty much. He's like, "Bro, like you don't people don't come up to me saying my real name unless like I'm like unless I knew you from school or something or like." We have like some real official business thing.
Or your G1.
Like, bro, he's like, but I'm saying, he's like, you don't know me as that name.
Yeah.
You know me as one of the Usos. Like, who are you trying to impress your friends by pulling out this name? Like, he just like blasts G1 to the stratosphere. I bet he wishes he could have crawled under
my
the table.
God.
Like, he's just like, "Yo, bro, like, I'm from the hood, man. Like, I'm from the Bay. Like, when people roll up on you, like, they know you, then, like, I be thinking it's a problem. Like, uh-oh, did I go to high school with this man, and now I got a problem?"
Yeah, like, I seen somebody say that on Instagram today, too. They said that as a shot at somebody. Like, "Oh, like, I bet you call wrestlers by their real names also, don't you?"
Yo, I have to tell anybody out there, don't ever do that. And it's just common sense, but, I mean, I would have never done it, but I heard Cole Cabana say it. He was like, "Yo, man, when I get emails and people are saying, 'Hey,' and they use his real name, no, I'm instantly deleting that email."
Yeah.
You know me as Cole Cabana. Address me the way you know me. Like, that's all. People come up to me, "Hey, Raheem," and they don't really know me like that. I'd be like,
Well, you know.
But it is what it is. Wikipedia
exists. It's the Facebook culture that did that, though, because people that know you on there think that they know you,
yeah,
and that's your name.
I get it, but
I heard you once say that before too. Like, "Oh, well, that's what about this DJ?" He was like, "Oh, well, that's what his name is on Facebook." I'm like, "Yeah, but you also know that he's a DJ, and you know his DJ name is this."
You're gonna walk up the reflection, so, like, "Yo, what's up?"
Right, yeah, that's like, stupid.
Like, I wouldn't do that. Not, that's I've known
you
forever.
Nah, man.
Like,
I'm so
I've known you.
My name is
many
my name
years, Rock.
On.
I've never had anybody like I wouldn't just be like Michael or even known
Raheem,
people who go up
like
to you.
You ran or you're
nah,
you
man.
Ran.
Like, that's how it goes. So,
yeah. And the reversal of that, the funny thing is that Dave, I met Dave is Dave.
Yeah.
And I always slip up and call him Dave because I try to call him Neo.
Oh, Neo. Yeah.
But that was a name that he made after Dave.
You met him as Dave. That's true. It's the way you meet the person. And that's why a lot of people still call me Random, like from the old rap days where that's what I was.
Yeah, even like.
Right. I mean, I just call you Ram because that's short for both. So
people you grew up with high school, they're going to call you by something different.
By your full name.
Yeah.
He's like, but if you know me from the ring, call me the name I am in the ring.
Yeah.
So I thought that was clearly obvious. But G1's like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to disrespect. I'm a big fan. He's like, "I could tell you a big fan," like even as he was talking, because I think he might have been a little sauced. And he was like, "I could tell you a big fan of mine. You know, you probably watched all my matches and stuff." Like, he kind of sunned him a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he sunned
him. He's like, "You know, you watch me flying through the air and all that. And, you know, and you like, hey, that I feel like I know that, brother. I appreciate that, but you don't know me, bro."
Damn. That's wild.
I'm glad I got to tell that story because it's been just sitting in me for a minute.
That's wild.
So shout out to G1, but hey, yo, don't mark out in front of people,
G1,
man.
We love you, man. Rand got a song called Lingo. You probably need to hear it.
So,
because another thing that he was doing
yes, Lingo.
Was that he was he was asking them about their wrestling moves.
I wonder, like, man, people don't want to talk about that stuff. But you know what, though? Neo did that one time, and it actually worked out.
With Kofi,
and he's like, Kofi, where did you
but
come
you
up
told him not to
with
do that
trust fall where you fell onto them? And Kofi had the best answer. He was like, Tony Hawk.